shows up on my turn. The kosher butcher sold my uncle's store.
Day five.
I like it more than Pesach. Let's leave the man a chef that's on the shelf.
Day six.
Give for the children. $5 check from Great Grandma.
Quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso le hacer que no pudiese pecar, y en original es tu virgen no tuviera.
Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera.
Dios
guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Dios
guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con serse chiquito, aunque infinito, finito se hiciera.
Riu, riu, shiu, l'agua da rivera,
Dios
guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Dios guardó
el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Ramon C is an Iowa firecracker. She's as pretty as a 6 foot nine.
And everyone just a kid. And sports talk radio with a game. Sports talk on a venue. Everything is gonna be okay.
Jim the poet, he wins the ladies. He's got Motsy and he loves Tom Brady.
And everyone just a kid. And sports talk radio.
Playlist, photo, save yourself, it's Andy Vegas! I love that. Thank you so much to Listener Young Legs.
Steuben, thank you very much. That's thank the you. Remixed version of the Sportsy Talk theme song.
That was beautiful. I love that I'm as pretty as a 6-foot linebacker.
That's good.
I think I am.
I think that's apt for the season.
It is.
Those
thank
are
you.
Very merry.
Yeah, I got these. I got drunk at a party, and they put these on me, and I haven't taken them off yet.
So. Ever?
You know.
How long ago was this party?
A week ago.
Oh, so I thought it was like, that was 5 years ago.
No, it was nice. Thanks to Sean and Alona for their open house and these bells. Thank you.
This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
We're the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today. We'll be taking your calls at 201.
No, we're
209-9368.
I'm not going to answer the phone.
No,
for
later.
A while. Yeah, later.
201-209-9368.
But not right now.
Dial carefully.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't in the holiday mood.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been feeling it.
I just sort of forgot that Christmas is even happening. Christmas is like, what, next Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday, right? I ordered you a present.
Oh, thank you very much.
And it hasn't come yet because I didn't order it until yesterday.
I usually do my best shopping on Christmas Eve.
Thank you very much.
Just
for the
at
present,
an airport,
the
you know, just
you gave
grabbing
me,
things.
That was very beautiful. I got an official baseball scorebook.
You can
scorebook.
Eat that too. You can wear it and you can eat it.
It's a scorebook.
Oh, it's a scorebook. Wait a minute. Yeah, what present did I give you?
Scorebook.
Wait a minute. What happened to that other thing?
You know, you could make a soup out of your shirt. I was really shocked. You know, you make a lot of mouth noises on the air, I've noticed.
I do, because I want people to know that I'm enjoying Boulevard Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale.
This is great stuff.
It's 8.5 alcohol per volume, which means I'm tanked.
No wonder we're enjoying it so much.
I spilled the first one all over myself.
Well, that was the thing.
The library.
You were sort of gesticulating, you know, wildly, mm-hmm. and you knocked one over, and which is a shame, because it's beautiful stuff.
Delicious.
And
you could lick it off the floor. That could be their ad campaign.
I didn't want you to lick it off the floor, and so instead you took your shirt off and mopped it up with your shirt, which was one of the most shocking things.
It smells good.
I thought the most shocking thing I had ever seen you do was eat scrambled eggs off the penalty
off the,
box.
Off the penalty the, box floor.
At the Prudential Center? Yeah, at the Prudential Center.
At the Rock.
That was shocking, but this was worse because you had, you know, actually your shirt off.
Yeah, what'd you think of that hole? That's a lot of Jimmy.
That's a lot of Jimmy. That was shocking. And then you mopped up the beer with your shirt, and so you could I guess go home and wring that out. I'll drink it later. Drink it later.
Not a problem.
Shocking.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, I haven't been feeling in the holiday spirit, but
yes.
now.
Yeah, now
that I heard the eight days of Hanukkah.
Yeah, by Sharon Jones and
Dap
the Dap Kings.
Kings,
right?
And the Monkees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was a big surprise. I wanted people to actually guess.
That was beautiful. Oh.
But we don't have.
I mean, no.
We don't have.
Could have been by anybody.
We don't have any way to do like a contest, so we can't do that. But and I didn't check to see if we had tickets to give away anyway. But yeah, that was the Monkees doing Rio Chiu.
That's a beautiful song about.
Is that amazing?
I'm not sure what it's about. We were looking at the Wikipedia.
Yeah,
page.
We were looking at the lyrics, and they're inexplicable. But it is.
Boys are dancing here, and they are also angels. I was like, what?
Mary is a virgin, and
but
she
she's not
is
really
not
one.
Really.
Just
she
in the mouth,
baby. Stop that.
But I wanted to say, you know, I wrote a Christmas
yeah.
song a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and I forgot about this almost entirely.
It's a wonderful Christmas.
Do you think
song.
It's okay?
Well, you know, people loved so much your Merry Christmas, Bronwyn Seas.
You liked
song.
That.
No, everybody on the comments board.
They thought it was in a superior version to the Beach Boys version.
Well, it was. It was wonderful. And I was so giddy with delight by it. And you do have another Christmas song, and I've seen the video. Is this on YouTube? People could go and see this.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah, I like it's shot in the wrong aspect ratio, and
yes.
then it's and you've got a full Santa suit on.
It's clearly filmed at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's
when
beautiful.
I'm on Benzedrine.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, and so
this
we can.
Going out
can
to someone
that.
Very special. Merry Christmas.
So far, so good. I can't believe I can play the piano this well.
It's fantastic, right? It's almost like Richard Marks.
Richard Marks.
Found another Santa. He's a better Santa. He doesn't smell like a drunk panda. I heard he makes your wishes come true. After all I did,
yeah.
was disappoint you.
It's a deep song.
This is sad.
Yeah.
So sad Christmas song.
Hey, kid, how'd you get jaded? It's not like you've been on the top of the niceness list. Hate to put a huge piece of coal in your stocking, and you might find this feedback shocking. I read your letter, ate your cookies, and think that I can do better without you.
This is the big part here.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, this is the big part here.
I see that it's coming right here.
Never mind, I'll find another kid like you.
Oh.
Wow.
There's literally a billion other kids just like you. Don't believe in me, I don't care. I save on airfare. Rudolph didn't want to bring no presents over there.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know if it gets better from here.
Gingerbread.
I don't see how it could get better.
Can't keep the sadness out of my head. Even the Snoopy dance fills me with dread. I kick the Yule log.
I think I lost the song there for a second. Eggnog.
And now Mrs. Claus is spending a month in Prague.
What?
Hey, kid.
I think it's, it rhymes
Santa,
with eggnog.
Yeah, I guess.
Tried and tried. Maybe after centuries, old Saint Nick is fried.
Wow.
That's nice. That's
deep.
Nice. That's deep.
The spirit of the season isn't good enough a reason to act grateful. Why am I freezing? Falling down your chimney to bring you another friggin' Xbox.
Yeah. Right.
Wow, Santa's got problems.
He does.
Find another kid like you. There's literally a billion other kids.
Sing it, Santa.
Just come like on, Santa. You. Bring
come
it
on,
home.
Hit that note. Hit that note.
Bring it home.
Don't believe in me. I don't care. I'll save on. Airfare. Rudolph didn't want to bring.
Yeah, I ran out of song there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Over there.
It's emotional.
No, wait, come on. There's
what,
this,
that's the whole thing.
What, there's not an ending?
I get naked at the end. Yeah, I mean, you don't want
to
see that.
No, wait, you don't really.
I, what?
What? No, you don't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
To look it up.
No.
If you want to.
No, not if you
want. I mean, I'm not really naked. I'm dressed as Santa.
Oh, all right.
But I'm naked underneath.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Look up YouTube, Santa Sings Adele. You know that song?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good song.
It's a beautiful song.
I'm crying a little.
I'm throwing up in my mouth a little, but yes.
I just had a slight aneurysm. I'm fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Well.
Wow.
It's hard to.
That
happened.
And that can't unhappen.
It's hard to turn to sports after that, and yet I have something even more horrifying.
What do we have?
We have. Ryan Lochte, the swimmer. Mm-hmm. Ryan Lochte.
He's one of the men of the year for 2016.
Ryan Lochte, yes, he was a United States swimmer. He went to the Olympics.
He went to a gas station and faked a crime.
He went to a gas station, faked a crime in Brazil. He had to flee the country before they caught him. He's an idiot. He tried to trademark, his trademark saying is jaw.
Jaw?
J-E-A-H.
Is that like... Jeter,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
like, yeah.
Instead of yeah, Jeets, it's like ja.
It's like ja. Yeah, he's like the most moronic bro in the world, probably.
Wow.
You know, and that's saying something.
That's saying something.
That is saying something, and it's saying it about Ryan Lochte. He is going to be a father. Ryan Lochte has found a vessel for his sperm.
I thought we were going to talk about his penis.
No, we are, because that's the horrifying
thing. I mean, I don't want to ruin the story for everybody.
I know. Okay, here's the horrifying thing, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte's going to be a father.
Okay.
He announced it by posting online a picture of himself.
Yeah.
The picture is taken underwater, right?
Yep.
The sperm vessel in question is standing there in this kind of like Barbie pose with like one knee canted up and her... And her foot.
There's
like,
a woman in the picture too.
Well, the vessel that's having the baby is in the picture, right? I mean, he's not like spontaneously.
There's two people in the picture, man and woman.
Yes, there's a male and a female.
Okay.
Ryan Lochte is the male. I have no idea who the woman is, right?
I think it's his fiance.
Probably.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, now that she's pregnant, she's probably his fiance. Yes. And so she's in this pose, right, underwater. But the picture's underwater and her head's above the water, so you don't actually see her head.
Okay.
Because that's not necessary.
Now, yeah, she doesn't really need a face. As a
face blind person, I understand that you
it's
know,
really
a face,
overrated,
a
the face
doesn't
part.
A face doesn't make any difference, but I know that also, you know, traditionally, if you're going to show a picture of somebody, you do show their face so you know who they are.
Yeah, I mean, in my family, usually there used to be like a thumb in most of the photos that we had.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't know if that happens anymore because you could see it right away.
Yeah.
But it used to just be someone's finger was always in the picture
always,
and stuff like that.
Right.
They were always
right.
tipped slightly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a professional underwater photography job, right? Mm-hmm. And Ryan Lochte is underwater, and he's like kissing the belly of the vessel.
Okay.
But she's cut off, so you just see her body, right? And this is their announcement.
She got a big ass belly?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet. No, she's extremely...
She looks fine.
She's extremely slender.
She's like 5 minutes pregnant.
She's in a bikini and stuff, you know. And he's kissing her belly, and that's how they announced it, that he's going to be a dad. And it's just like...
Future president of the United States.
Really? Oh, my God, right? It's just like, it's the most bizarre and kind of repellent thing. And the horrible thing about it was that it made me think about Ryan Lochte's penis.
Really?
Because the baby had to get in there.
I thought you'd seen it.
No, I haven't seen his penis.
I bet he's loaded with junk. That's why he doesn't win races, because his junk is too big.
No, he does win races. What I think about, I never thought about it, right? Because why would I think about it? You know,
you don't think about people's penises?
I don't usually look at guys and think about, oh, what's his penis like?
Oh, I think about that every time I look at a guy.
You do?
Yeah, and I think about what their O-face looks like. Every time.
I never think
Every
about
time you're like, wow, I wonder what their O-face looks like.
Do you think that, like, being face blind keeps me from thinking about what people's O-faces look like?
Well, I mean, you can just imagine their eyes kind of rolling back in the back of the head.
Did I get it?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, my God.
Jim swore on the air.
Oh, Jesus. I think I got it in time. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I hope I did. Oh, that was awful.
We have 7 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a problem.
Did I do it in 7 seconds?
Definitely. It was within 2 seconds.
Because I pressed the button and
what you're hearing in the background, by the way, is next door there's a giant post office.
Are people and hearing
you,
that?
You can hear the packages just going...
To Santa's
we have to have the door open to the fire escape
because it's 105 degrees in here.
It's Christmas in hell inside the studio.
It's really awful. So when I pressed the button, the cover was on it, and then I had to flip the cover up and press the button.
Yeah, 7 seconds is a long amount of time.
Was it all right?
It's a total amount of time.
Oh, my God.
We'll hear from the FCC.
Okay, well, I just want to talk about Ryan Lochte's penis some more because...
We have the time.
I don't think about people's O faces. I never thought about that before. Before you just said,
I don't think
right
about
now.
Women's O faces. I think about
dudes'
O faces because they always look goofy and terrible.
Well, I don't know.
They're always drooling and.
I never think about faces that way. That's
right, because you don't.
Because I don't see faces.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I don't know what you see.
Well, I see a
when
face.
When you look at a face, what do you see exactly?
I see a face.
But it just makes no impression on you.
It doesn't process. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like I can tell. I memorize like your facial hair and stuff. But
my facial hair?
Yeah, but when you shave, then I don't recognize you.
See, my
you
problem is
I shaved
off the big stupid beard.
Yeah,
and now I'm
kind of
growing some hair and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So if I memorize that, but then if you shave, then I don't know who you are.
But you hear my voice.
Yeah, well, if I hear your voice, I know who you are. I'm not voice blind.
Kat in Chicago says, you got it.
Okay, so thank you, Kat, for letting us know. So the thing is, though, when I saw this horrifying video image of Ryan Lochte kissing...
I thought you actually had seen his penis.
No, but it made me think about his penis and what I think his penis looks like. And I don't want to think about what his penis looks like, but I think his penis...
Yeah, I don't mind.
Probably,
I'm kind of interested.
I think his penis is probably very thin. I think it's probably a little longer than average. It's probably... Not that much longer. That's the picture. You got it up. Now look at how she's got her leg and everything. And they're like chopping off her head so you can't even see what, you know, vessel woman thing this is.
I mean,
is.
I bet she's pretty.
Like, well, you know, what
it's
I think...
It's kind of like the Nirvana cover of Nevermind, except he's wearing a suit and he's kissing some lady in a thing.
Yeah, I think she's probably young and has.
He doesn't have blonde hair anymore. He kind of had like a D-bag blonde thing going on.
Well, that was fake. Yeah, he wasn't really blonde.
He wasn't really blonde.
No,
you're blowing my mind here.
No, I mean probably if you looked at his pubic hair.
Thank you, dude, Dale, for sending me the picture.
Yep. So,
Dale asks, does Bronwyn recognize faces like Top Cat or Scooby-Doo? Do you recognize cartoon faces?
Yeah, drawn. Okay.
That's different than a human face.
Well, I was a comic book editor for a long time, and I can recognize faces that are drawn.
Yeah,
those are actually different. Those are different. Those are processed in a different part of your brain than the actual 3D faces of somebody that you're talking to. So, like a drawing of a face, or photographs are kind of in between. Photographs are kind of hard sometimes.
Right.
But
you don't recognize actors on screen.
No, most of the time. No, I have to have somebody help me watch.
Do you have
TV.
Like a favorite actor or actress that you recognize on screen?
I don't recognize anybody.
Anybody?
No.
Denzel Washington.
No, I can't recognize
Gilbert
anyone.
Godfrey.
I can't recognize anyone. I can't.
Anybody.
I don't recognize me.
Cher.
I don't recognize me. I don't recognize. Sluggo, I don't.
You wake up and your
you.
Husband, you say, "Who is this person?"
Well, one time I did. One time he got up in the night and shaved his head because he was bored.
I mean, I understand. I've been there.
Yeah, you're right. So I woke.
Actually,
up
I had strippers do it.
I woke up the next morning, and I was in bed with this guy who was bald, and it terrified me. And I screamed.
It should terrify you.
I rolled out of bed and started crawling away, screaming. And he said, "No, no, no, it's me, it's me, it's me." So yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know who it was. Jesus, how would I know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. So anyway, so what I think. Okay, so here's what I think. I think. So what's the average penis, like 5 inches or something?
What?
Allegedly?
Yes. What? Are you kidding me?
No, that's the alleged.
That's how big they are?
That's the alleged average.
How big
are
they supposed to be?
Well, I don't know, 5, right?
What?
That's allegedly the.
What are we
average.
Talking about? Is that when they're like excited?
Yes. Excited? Yes. Allegedly.
Five inches? That seems really big, to me. I thought this was a Christmas show.
Okay, so I think Ryan Lochte.
5 inches?
I think Ryan Lochte is probably
That's
5.
A monstrous.
I think Ryan Lochte is probably 5.5 or 6, but I think he's really thin. I think it's really skinny.
See, I have girth.
Yeah, I figured
all I'm
you would.
Saying.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's probably better
That's
than
all
length.
I have.
That's probably better than length. But I think he's really skinny. I think he's not that big.
But that
I
picture,
really
I mean, it's a picture of two
it's
people in there.
It's a horrifying picture.
You can go on our boards.
Look how she's posing with her little foot up and stuff like a Barbie doll. I mean, it's just weird.
It probably took hours to take this photo.
I know.
You can
I
go.
Know.
There's a link on our.
They paid a professional
boards.
Photographer to do this so they could announce that Ryan Lochte has.
I don't know what to say.
And then he's going to be a dad.
That's fine.
No, it's horrifying. What's his kid going to be like? It's just going to be awful.
His kid could be a senator at this point. Like, the bar is so low.
Yeah, really.
I guess it's just like, you know.
I guess you're right.
If you killed anybody, then great,
Isn't
you're the
that
president.
Isn't depressing, though?
No, I think it's, you know, it's fine that we've, you know, totally. Glenn says, Jim's a reverse. Glenn said first, I'm a size queen.
Yes.
Jim's a size queen, and then said, Jim's a reverse size queen. What is a size queen?
You don't know what a size queen is?
No, what does that mean exactly?
Dude.
No, tell me.
It means somebody that's all about the bigness.
I don't know anything about. I mean, I've only seen, penises in, like, porn and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I'm distracted by that because I really want it to. I like soft porn better than real porn. Because I want it to imagine that it's, you know, my penis. You know, not some other dude's penis.
I don't watch porn, so I don't
Any
really
porn.
Know. No, I don't like porn.
Ever.
No.
What?
I saw some when I was a liberal college student because, you know, you were supposed to look at that stuff, but mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy it. I don't like it.
No, so I just don't have any context for that kind of thing is
no,
what
you
I'm
don't,
saying.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I've seen people in like the, you know,
yeah.
swim team.
Yeah.
I've seen their penises. And they're usually small because it's cold in the pool, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Whatever. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Call in now to the Sportsy Talk holiday extravaganza.
Of penises.
Of penises. Are you a size queen? I have no idea.
Okay,
I don't think so. I think I'd be way more interested in size if
so
you know
that
I had
was,
some size.
That was swimming. So mm-hmm. now we can change the topic to the NFL. Oh, and tonight, all right? Tonight,
yep.
tonight, tonight, tonight.
Tonight is Tuesday night.
Tonight is the 20th. Tomorrow's the 21st. Tomorrow is the solstice, the winter solstice.
It's tomorrow. 5 a.m. tomorrow is winter
the official solstice, right?
Does that mean you could do something cool like balance an egg on its side?
You know, actually, you can balance an egg any day.
What?
Nobody ever tries it
it's
except
hard.
On the solstice. Yeah, but you can do it. Yeah, I've done it. Okay. Tonight, besides being the longest night of the year.
Longest night of the year.
Tonight there is a full eclipse of the moon.
What?
There is a full eclipse of the moon, and it is the darkest night in 500 years. The longest,
what?
Darkest night.
Is that true?
Yes, it
in
is true.
How long?
In 500 years.
Not and just because of Trump.
No.
Because I'm willing to blame him for almost anything.
You can blame him. So the eclipse starts at 1:32 in the morning.
What?
1:32 in the morning. Totality is between 2:47 or something and 3:53 a.m.
Yeah.
During that time,
yeah,
the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to come together in an unholy huddle. They are going to celebrate unholy rites to the elders.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are doing
this?
Yes.
Yes. They're going to address the old ones, the eldritch, the older than Cthulhu old ones. They're going to call forth the old ones. They're going to call forth the oldest of the old ones. They're going to reanimate Tom Coughlin and bring him forward to be their head coach.
Isn't this a little late in the season for them to try to do something? Like, I mean,
they're going to bring in Tom Coughlin.
Now, Tom Coughlin had been the coach before. He was the coach of the Giants and won 2 Super Bowls. He was the coach of
the Jaguars for like 8 years.
It made him wear pants instead of slacks or jeans to games.
Yes, you have to wear pants.
He has to think he gets blue jeans.
He made them wear pants.
And
that was important.
They were pretty good. I mean, they got to the AFC Championship against the Patriots.
They were important pants-wearing team. Yes.
They got against then it was like the fog game, which
yes.
I don't know if you remember. It was like 15 years ago.
No.
And there was you couldn't
Before
see the,
was,
like if once they threw the ball in the air, you
couldn't
see
the ball
where it was
anymore
going.
Because
it was
in the fog.
It's like, what
Who
happened?
Were they playing in the fog?
The Patriots.
They were playing the Patriots?
Yeah.
And then what happened? Did the Patriots win? Because Tom Brady cheated and
they
put some kind of GPS thing on the ball.
Uh-huh. They cheated somehow. I don't know how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to report on... Ken from Hyde Park mentions an interesting story about the NFL that I want to
You don't care
report
about
on.
The Tom Coughlin's going to be the... Because the Jaguars
Is he
fired,
really going to... Are you talking... Are you serious?
Yeah, they fired Gus Bradley.
Who is Gus Bradley?
He was the coach of the Jaguars.
Oh, wow. Why?
They
was just
fired
the
him.
Guy, the only
they
guy
lost, they lost their 12th game.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, they're terrible. They fired
they're
their head coach.
They're frequently awful, yeah.
They fired their head coach.
Yeah.
And they are, in fact, talking to Tom Coughlin
Tom
about
Coughlin's
coming back.
Tom Coughlin's like 80 years old.
That's what I'm saying. They had to reanimate his corpse and bring
That's
him back.
Terrible.
They're going to do it tonight.
Let the man die.
During the darkest night, they are going to do it. They're going to bring him back.
Sports story from Ken Hyde Park.
That was sports.
The walkie-talkie gate incident at the recent Cowboys game.
Yeah.
So the Giants were using... Because the headset stuff,
yeah.
They can call in plays, and it goes directly into the mind of the quarterback via
into
speakers.
The mind, directly into his head.
They're like,
45 West 4, Huddle, Steamroller.
And it goes right
Omaha.
Into the, yeah, Omaha,
Omaha.
Right into the like the earlobes of the quarterback.
Hitler.
But like once... Once what? Those, if it's not working, you're not supposed to use anything else. Somehow they were using walkie-talkies on the sidelines, which is verboten.
But the walkie-talkie isn't going to get into the chip in the head of the quarterback.
I don't know who they were talking to.
I don't know either.
But they got fined.
Well, okay.
The Steelers deflated a bunch of balls during their game.
They didn't get fined, did they?
No, they're fine. Everything's fine.
They
nobody
can deflate. Anybody can deflate anything.
No, now it's
matter.
Only bad when
now
the Patriots
fine.
Do it.
No, it's fine.
I'm just saying.
So wait, when the
it's only bad when the Patriots
when the,
do it.
When the Patriots used walkie-talkies and stuff, they got
they like
they
jammed.
Fined?
They were jamming somebody else's radio signals at one point.
Yeah.
Where all they heard was like, "We've only just begun." Like, is that the Carpenters? Where are our plays?
Hey, there was a Carpenters Christmas album out there.
Yeah.
We could have played it.
They're great.
We didn't play it. I forgot to bring any of my Christmas stuff. I just don't.
You've
I
forgotten
just,
about. You've completely.
I forgot.
In my family, I'm flying Christmas. On Christmas to San Diego. So yeah. Next week I'll be calling in from the West Coast.
And
so if you're listening
gonna,
from
you
San
gonna,
Diego and you want to hook up with me in a hotel room.
There you go.
Send something to Jim the Poet. At WFMU.org.
It doesn't say Jim the Poet on your
it's
email.
Jim the Poet.
It,
yeah, they
really?
Spelled my name, my last name wrong.
Well, that's dumb.
Pinghola asks, does Jim remember the name of the other guy from Wham? Andrew Ridgely is the name of the other guy from Wham.
No, that was the guy we went through last. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Andrew
Ridgely. Yeah,
is
we
the
talked
other guy
about
from the
that
other
last.
Name from Wham.
Yeah, we talked about that last week when I talked about how horrible. I heard another tuneless Christmas song this week. It
which
was
one?
Awful. I don't know which one it was. It was like the one that goes. It starts out sounding like a really slow off-key 1812 overture. It goes da 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 da. It's a horrible song. I don't know who does it. It's just some guy going. And then it was a Christmas time. It's awful. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
No, I could look it up, though.
You could look it up. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk. Maybe. Hello?
Are we in mono?
We're in mono.
Are you pressed? I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
Are you? Do you have the phone up?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's one of those guys.
People are reporting problems on the Wait. Stream. If you're Wait. Having problems on the stream, go to our website. It's WFMU.org. And complain about it on our boards.
Yeah, complain.
The stream
about
is kind of crappy.
What's that mean? I think it just
says Brenda's
just
WFMU account.
All right.
It was like that during Liz's
nothing,
show, too.
Nothing we
Liz
can
is
do.
Wonderful, by the way. Big
she
hand
is.
For Liz.
Liz B.
Liz B. works
Thank
so hard.
Liz B.
Gets so many things done.
All right, we're going to try again. We got somebody here. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Listener Zoe.
Listener Zoe, greetings.
Happy holidays.
Happy
Listener
holidays.
Zoe.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you.
I think my phone's dying.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's a Christmas disaster.
In the gloomy palace, sad phony eyes. Sad phony eyes.
In a horror, only eyes. Holy roly eyes? Is that what he's saying?
What?
What's
in
he
a
saying?
Horror only eyes.
And gloom on a second-hand piano. Oh.
That's for you, Listener Zoe. Thank you for trying. 201-209-9368.
Oh, wait, that was the whole call?
This might be her again. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, I'm ready.
WFMU, you're on the air, possibly.
It's Zoe again. I'm sorry.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, my God.
It's a Christmas miracle.
What's happening? She's gone.
She's gone again.
You're gone again, aren't
you,
Zoe?
Are you driving through the tunnel?
Zoe.
Pull over.
Pull over. Don't talk. This is like one of our favorite listeners and we're doing hang-ups with her. This is awful. Oh, my God. So who else is going to get fired in the NFL? I think Wex Wyan is the next to go.
No.
Yes, Wex Wyan is going to go.
No, they would have fired him now because I think they have an offensive coordinator that is super talented and will probably be head coach somewhere else.
He'll be their head coach.
He'll be open to the market. If they gave him a couple of games to see how he would do.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they'll fire Rex yet.
You don't think so?
I'd like to get Rex on the show.
So,
Rex,
yes.
Governor Christie.
Yeah. And
the ghost
and,
of Christmas past.
And NBA.
Ryan Lochte's penis. All in next week's show.
NBA Catsy Talk, who I keep forgetting
oh,
to
yeah,
email.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to email
I
that person.
To email that person. I really want to have NBA Cat Talk on. Jeff Fisher got fired. Gus Bradley got fired. I think Wex Wyan's up now.
I was totally unaware that Gus Bradley was the coach of the... I didn't know they had a coach. I thought their coach was like a cat.
You wouldn't think he had...
A cat with a headset.
You wouldn't think they had a coach the way they played. Who else is playing awesome? Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Saw the wheel
rookie,
way up in the middle of the air.
Rookie of the
Ezekiel
year.
Saw the
Ezekiel
wheel
Elliott.
Up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel
Zeke
saw the air.
What? To his friends.
Yes.
He got a touchdown. He jumped in a Salvation Army kettle.
He plays for the Cowboys.
He's a delightful player. He's a running back.
Yes.
So they hand him the ball. He runs.
He got a touchdown.
He gets touchdowns.
They had a giant Salvation Army kettle in the end zone because they were doing some kind of Salvation Army thing.
And I was convinced that he would get in trouble for jumping in this kettle.
Well, everybody figured he'd get fined for it.
Because
I mean, it was adorable
and everything.
The
NFL is super not fun.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to do anything cute.
And the
and
only thing you could do after a touchdown if you're going to jump in something is jump into the crowd. Which they do. It's grandfathered
yeah,
in. They do
because,
it. It's the
yeah,
Lambeau leap or whatever.
The Lambeau leap. They used to jump up.
He jumped in a large, empty
Salvation Army
kettle. And
yes.
It was like a delightful moment in an otherwise dreary game of nonsense.
Looked, it looked like there was going to be like cannibals were going to come out and cook him in it. Do you think the
but
Cowboys
he was strangely not fined?
No, he wasn't fined because it was like everybody thought it was cute. And he said after the game, he said, "I know I'm going to get fined for that. Whatever they fine me, I'm going to give an equal amount to the Salvation Army."
I think the NFL should cut the Salvation Army like $1 million.
Well, then they didn't fine him, but he gave a lot of money to the Salvation Army anyway, so that was good. The Salvation Army is good.
Yeah, I mean,
I give them stuff.
I feel
all the
bad
time.
Because those guys are always shaking that bell. It's a lot of hard work.
I know, and they're cold, right? They're out in the cold a
it
lot of times.
It is chilly outside.
It's really cold out here.
Definitely chilly. Is it cold where you're sitting?
Yes.
Because I have the door open.
Yeah, well,
do you want to switch or something?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I mean, I think you should run the board sometimes, though. I
mean, we could talk about this off the air.
No, we can't. We have to talk about it on the air. It's part of the charm. Hey, listener Ralphine was in the area over
Where?
The weekend.
What?
Listener Ralphine was up here in New York City.
I feel bad for listener Ralphine and anyone who lives in South Carolina.
Yes. Why?
Because today, proposed in the South Carolina legislature was a bill that would make it so you couldn't get porn on your computer unless you paid $20 a year to the South Carolina government.
What?
Isn't that insane?
Wait, so you have to...
this is America,
wait,
isn't
wait,
it?
Wait, you have to register with the government to get porn?
I think it's with new computers, maybe, or something like that. It was some terrible idea.
No, that's a terrible...
That obviously needs to be destroyed.
Wait. Nobody's going to register to get porn. I mean, that's...
I would.
You know.
I mean,
no,
just in
I
case.
No, I mean, you don't want people to know that you're getting porn, do
you? Oh, I don't
you?
Care.
You don't care?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
Don't say
I can't say another bad word.
Don't say another bad word or I'll have to kick you off the air.
As a little news in the fantasy football...
Yeah. Oh, fantasy... The Sportsy Talk fantasy football... Yay! We've been through the playoffs.
We're in the finals.
The finals now. Who's playing in the finals of the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League?
Let me look here.
That's exciting.
Is it exciting?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So for the finals,
because it's exciting because the winner gets to come in
winner
and be
in quotes.
A co-host.
So listener Jim and his Blue Horseshoe Love Sportsy Talk.
Yes.
BHS for short.
Yes.
We'll be playing Talk Sports to Me, Zach the Listener.
Zach the Listener. Listener Zach.
And
excellent.
In the winner's consolation ladder.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
That's Danny D versus Jimmy B here.
Yeah, that's you and Danny D. Well, no one cares.
Because I lost.
No one cares about that.
No, I care. What do you mean?
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
It's me again. I tried a different outlet to plug my phone in. So.
Yay!
Maybe it'll work this time.
Okay, maybe. We'll try. Go ahead.
I have hope.
We have hope.
Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, listener Zoe. What else? What sportsy things can you tell us today?
I feel like I've seen something the other day that I'm like, oh, sports related, and now I can't remember.
Oh, well, that's what we do every
week.
That's how we feel every week putting together the show. We come in and we say, what do you have to talk about this week? And we're like, oh, yeah, I saw something, but I forget what it was. I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of, is it Cthulhu? I don't know how to pronounce it.
What?
I saw that Jim had tweeted about a hat.
A hat?
I tweeted about what?
A hat.
A Cthulhu hat?
Oh,
Cthulhu.
Yeah. Well, there was a, here in the west side of Jersey City, there was a craft fair the other day. And, the craft fair is a second year craft fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there and I dress up like last year I was kind of like a reindeer with a monkey top. Like
wait,
it was very complicated.
Wait, you dress up and go to the craft fair?
I go dress up, go to the craft fair and ring
just,
a bell.
Is this something they asked
you? It took hours and hours and hours.
Wait. I don't know about this. Is this something they asked?
They didn't really ask me last year, but then it became kind of a thing. And now I'm doing it all the time.
Jesus.
And they're like, whatever.
So I didn't have a costume this year.
Yeah.
So I had the Gumby costume, and I could find part of the Santa costume. But I was thinking that I would do like a Cthulhu like hat thing.
Yeah.
Well,
That didn't work.
Wait, so you'd be like Gumby Cthulhu?
Yeah, it was complicated.
It was complicated. Okay.
But
not only are there a bunch of patterns for that on Ravelry. Speaking of penises, there's a willy warmer pattern.
What? Oh. I need one of those. A very small one.
So can we?
A willy warmer with
Are those knit or crochet?
I can't remember if it was a knit or crochet.
I need like an elegant velvet bag of some kind.
Do you want me to make you one?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that if you have the time.
Should I do that for your birthday?
It really wouldn't take you very long.
Well, I already ordered your Christmas present that isn't here yet, but I can't wait
to get it your Christmas because no one else is buying me one this year.
I can send you a link to the pattern.
Okay, thank you.
Please put it on the boards.
Yeah, put it on the comments board, if you will, and that'll be great. And then everybody can make them for their significant co-host.
But if you get a chance next year, go to the
Elder God.
Yes, that'd be good.
If you get a chance next year, go to the West Side of Jersey City annual
craft fair.
Craft fair, man.
We could make this Cthulhu.
That was where it was at.
We could make a Cthulhu hat and send it to Tom Coughlin.
The one problem with that thing was there was a guy dressed as Gumby with a Santa thing on that was really creepy.
And that was you?
That was me.
Okay.
Other than that, it was a great time.
Do they want you back next year?
We haven't really discussed it yet, but I somehow doubt it.
But, I mean, you can just go, right?
I can just show up. It's a free country.
I mean, So far. Maybe next
year
we'll
see how it is
be.
After Trump's in.
Maybe not next year, maybe. We'll see. Thank you, listener Zoe. Can you put that stuff on the comments board, please?
I'll try to.
Yeah, put something on the comments board.
If not, I'll definitely email it to you.
All right, email it to me if you can't get it up there.
Have a happy holiday.
We'll share it.
You too.
Thank you for calling. And have a great
2017, or at least try to.
Is that really the year that's coming up, 2017?
2017. It sounds like something the Aztecs made up. Thank you.
I thought the Aztecs didn't make it up. That was the problem. I thought we'd all be dead by now.
No, that was some. We know that guy.
Which guy?
The guy who made up all the Aztec stuff.
Who did that?
His name's Daniel Pinchbeck. I'll tell you about him off the air.
Sounds great. I can't wait.
It's better not to talk about him on the air. Yep.
Oh, is he going to call us?
No.
Didn't he call in one time?
Mm-mm.
Okay. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Dial carefully.
Speaking of 2017 and President-elect Trump.
How's that guy doing?
Well, he has nominated as Secretary of the Army.
There's a Secretary of the Army?
There's a Secretary of the Army.
All right.
Yeah. He's nominated Florida Panthers owner Vincent Viola.
The Panthers owner is the hockey guy?
Yeah.
Is going to be the what?
Yeah, the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, how are those guys doing?
They're a hockey team.
They are technically a team.
Yeah, they're technically a
team. It exists in the NHL.
I was really confused because I was like, wait, the Panthers, aren't they football? Yes, but they are also hockey. They're in different states. Right?
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers are a football team.
Yeah, and the Florida Panthers
are a NHL
hockey
team.
Hockey team.
Until they figure out that they should move to Quebec City.
Yeah. And so their owner is named Vincent Viola.
Okay.
He is going to be our Secretary of the Army.
Okay.
That's all I know.
I'm fine with that. It's less ludicrous than most of the choices.
I don't know. Of course. Oh, I know. Let's see. Secretary of the Army. Oh, I met a delightful fellow. He owns a hockey team in Florida down by Mar-a-Lago, my estate. I think I'll nominate him.
Last week we talked to Ken, the station manager.
Yeah.
And he wanted us to go to the inauguration.
Oh, yeah, are you going?
Here's the. Wait a minute. Am I going?
What? Are we going?
And here's an update.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get the day off.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we can afford it.
Yeah.
And we have no place to stay.
Yeah.
And we have no way of getting there.
Yeah, okay, that's all good.
So, just to keep you apprised.
I think, you know, we're working on it, is what we'll say.
I will need a Cthulhu mask
of
some kind.
To get there.
On the boards, Ken from Hyde Park says, the moon reaches the last quarter phase at 8:56 p.m. Eastern Standard tonight.
Yes.
The moon is not in a position to cross into the Earth's shadow, which could only happen at full moon
time, as I understand the situation. I like your interpretive dance of what he's saying.
DJ Sunny Bitch asks us.
Oh, exciting.
Hey, Bronwyn and Jim.
Yes.
Did you see the article in the New York Times banning hazing of baseball players dressing in drag.
We talked about that last week, did we not?
Because we did.
We talked about it way before the New York Times got onto it.
They heard the show.
They heard the show, and they picked it up.
But I saw a picture of them. They had, like, all their rookies dressed in some team.
Different teams.
Had them dressed in
different teams have them dressed
Hooters waitress outfits.
Yeah, yeah, different teams
I don't think
them.
That's hazing. I just think that's hilarious.
Different teams have them dressed up different ways. Some teams have them dressed one team, and I don't even know what team it was, had them dressed, had their rookies dress as the players from A League of Our Own. The women's teams.
I like that show.
Yeah.
They're peaches.
Yeah. They had them dress up
There's
like
no
that.
There's no crying in baseball.
Exactly.
Et cetera.
Yeah. They had them dress up like that. And another team had them all dress up as cheerleaders.
Okay.
And I mean, I said, like I said last week, I mean, I dress as a woman every day, so. You know,
I don't. I wish I did.
I know you did.
I would make a better woman than I am a man. Possibly.
Possibly. But thank
Glenn
you.
Glenn says Vinny Viola is the worst owner in pro sports. I had
owner.
No idea.
Okay,
there's
so he'll be
so
he'll be,
many bad owners in
so
sports.
So he'll be a superior secretary of the Army then, right?
I mean, we
obviously.
Don't really need the Army for anything, do we?
I like.
Don't we just fight with like drones?
Did you hear
now?
That cute little beep beep horn outside?
That's
that
the
was, that
that's
was cute.
The post
yeah,
office.
I like that.
Hurrying your gifts to the other side of the universe.
They're trying to get them there before the.
Like, oh, come on, man! We gotta.
Before,
we gotta
before, get, before the moon goes dark.
We gotta get this cheesecake across the country.
Oh my god! Yeah. What else? What else? What
Craig
else?
Craig Sager died.
Oh yeah. He,
so Craig
he was
Sager
Craig
was the TBS
Sager.
Reporter, TNT TBS reporter.
For the NBA.
For the NBA, and he
and
wore
he was,
wacky
amazing.
Outfits.
Amazing! No, they weren't just wacky outfits; they were suits. He wore suits. They were amazing suits.
The interesting thing is, if you went to
pants
a game
and,
that he was at, you
yeah.
would know he was there because he was wearing some kind of like teal outfit
wear,
of some
wear,
kind
he
or
would
something
wear,
like that.
He would wear like jackets and pants that looked like they were made out of your grandma's upholstery fabric or something. Mm. I mean, just the most amazing things.
And he was funny. He was good, and he had fought off leukemia like two or three times or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he got really sick.
He just refused
sick.
To die.
He got really sick like a year ago, and he was really brave about it and talked about it.
Well,
and
they had him on the NBA Finals mm-hmm. on ABC because mm-hmm. they thought he probably wouldn't last until mm-hmm. the beginning of the new season and stuff like that. So that was nice of ABC to have a
yeah.
guy from another channel.
News of the dead.
That's the only dead person I know of.
Oh, I know, but it was really sad. Yeah, I was sad that Craig Sager died.
He's a person that people liked.
People
had
liked
a lot
him
of
very much,
for.
and people enjoyed his suits. I mean, that was his deal, right? He just did this thing.
Well, he also had if you
it was
go
so
on
crazy.
If you go on YouTube and watch Popovich and Sager.
Uh huh.
It's kind of a comedy show that really would have been like one of those, you know, they would have taken it on the road in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, we had a call and they stopped. 201-209-9368.
Coach Popovich was calling.
Possibly.
Him.
He was going to talk about Craig Sager and Sherry.
Aaron Hernandez is back in the news.
What now? Did he kill more people in prison? What
Aaron
happened?
Hernandez is the former tight end.
He's a time-traveling serial killer.
He is in jail for life for murdering somebody.
Yeah,
they also have to try him for some of the other murders he did.
He did. He did a lot of murders.
He was fingered and identified as the shooter in a 2012 drive-by shooting in the Boston area.
He played for the Patriots, and he was a really good player.
Terrific player.
And he was just... and
see, you have Gronkowski on the one hand, terrific player.
Yeah.
And he didn't kill anybody.
Not that we know of.
That we know of.
Tom Brady hasn't killed anybody that we,
that
know,
we know of.
Of. Bill Belichick gave Aaron Hernandez... like he gave Aaron Hernandez advice
he's
about
like,
setting up his
he's
murder
like,
apartment.
Hey, man, you should really get rid of that
you
evidence.
Set up your murder apartment.
Set up a whole apartment where all the evidence against you can live. So Aaron Hernandez is in the discovery phase of another trial.
Another trial, another murder.
This is just one
How
many
of
the
murders?
Many. He did murders to cover up other murders, but this drive-by is just...
yeah, that's a new murder. That's a new murder that we didn't know about.
It was just a bunch of guys punked him at a club or something.
And we didn't know about that one, right? I mean, that's a new murder that we didn't know about.
That's just one of the murders they've
covered. Many, many murders.
I don't know how much money it requires to keep him in jail forever, but...
Aaron Hernandez's house
we'll
has
find
many
out.
Murders. Yeah, that's exciting. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy people.
Oh, listener David, it's time for David's Corner on Sportsy Talk. Hi,
I love
David.
You guys.
We love you too.
I'm
love you,
so
David.
Sorry I didn't check in the past 2 weeks, but I had you pegged. Like, is my friend Steven out by Far Rockaway in the Dell home. I always have him around 7:30, well, I'm supposed to call him after his mom calls him, but I get caught up in making dinner or doing something. My immune system's back to norm.
Yay!
Steroids that I was weary about.
Good for your immune system, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I just ordered a Parker coat from headquarters, a sportsman guy, military surplus. I wanted to get a different kind of coat, a really spiffy Air Force issue, another issue coat, but it didn't hang down below my butt. So, like, if I'm in Central Park and I'm sitting on a bench that's full of snow, I want my butt to be frozen off.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. Everybody wants that.
So I have to settle for, instead of that khaki green, what sage, instead of a sage color, the only thing that I had extra large left was black, so I settled. But next time, I'm not going to settle. I'm going to do my homework, get in early, and get the color I want.
That's
but
right.
But this will keep me warm, and that's important.
That is important. I'm glad you got that one, even though
thank
it's
you.
Even though
I made a woman call, a woman do. What do women do? They're practical creatures. They're practical creatures. They just
women are practical creatures. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise Jim the poet would go insane.
Guy that's in the right direction.
Go insane.
The men that are Neanderthal, like, you know.
So
that's why we have Bauman and Jim, too.
Yeah.
Yay.
Because he's almost like a woman in many respects.
Very, very like a woman.
In Denver,
in the places
Colorado,
that matter.
Way, he could be where did she read that song? In the bathroom. They moved the whole piano into the bathroom overlooking. What's that ski place in Colorado?
Vail,
Colorado, right. Landslide, I was thinking about, but it's just a passing thought. So I'm going tomorrow to do my oncology lab test. No more lab work. I'm through with all my radiation. I met a girl, top brass, as I was leaving my last oncology test. She just passed me by, said hello, and we intertwined fingers and hands and
stop.
And
that's nice.
She said you did real good, David. Just 2 days out of a heavy, aggressive regimen. Cancer stage 4. I just got to live. And here I am still talking to you guys. As
thank
far
God.
As I can tell, we'll make a concert together and rejoice and ring in and hail in the new Hey Atlantis.
That's right.
So I'll see you on the other side of the moon, guys. Have a wonderful.
Thank
I know the news of the devil's on. That's why I got off because I didn't want to interrupt that. I missed the Monks of Montserrat.
The Monks of Montserrat, yeah. We haven't played them in a while. That's right.
We'll get there.
But we'll get there. Thank you, David.
Get back to New Jersey now because I want to hear you guys.
Okay, we love you, David, and I'm really glad to hear you're okay.
I'm always in your prayers and hearts. So I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas.
Oh, happy Christmas and a Merry Goo Year for sure.
Bye.
Take care, David.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, this is for
are you awake? This is nice to have in the background.
Are you awake or are you asleep?
Are you awake
or are you asleep? That was great.
Bullpen Betty writes on the boards, hey, guys, I can't call on it today, but Merry Christmas, and I guess it's over between me and Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper got married.
Congratulations. I don't know.
Should I talk about Bryce Harper's penis? I never thought about it
Is
before.
Is it big, you think?
I don't know. Probably.
Are you awake? Are you asleep?
Hey, speaking of Major League Baseball, as we are whenever Bullpen Betty checks in, Clay Buchholz, your guy from the Reds,
they finally
got rid of him.
No, remember we went to that game.
Yes.
It was a Yankees-Red Sox
yes.
game. Was that this year or last year?
Yes, that was this year. We went to a Yankees-Red Sox
Was it this year or
yes.
last year?
Are you awake or are you asleep? Was it this year or was it last year?
It was
year?
Like he gave up like 8 runs
yeah,
in 4 innings.
Yeah, this year.
And
yeah, Clay
around,
Buchholz
like
was
that.
Like terrible, right?
Yeah, that was I'm done with
and
that.
They kept saying that they were going to get rid of him. The Red Sox did, and they finally have traded
they
him to
traded
the
him
Phillies.
To somebody.
To the Phillies.
Somebody slightly more desperate than the Red Sox.
To call screener John's favorite team, the Phillies.
That's why he couldn't come this week.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
He was too upset.
They got Clay Buchholz there. And I don't think we talked about this. Former Red Sox pitcher Anthony Varvero, right?
Who
you
is
remember
that?
Him?
No.
He pitched for the Red Sox in 2010 to 2015.
Those were dark years.
Yeah,
I mean,
he also pitched for the Atlanta Braves and the Seattle Mariners. He just graduated from Port Authority Police Academy.
Oh, we could see him down in the
exchange
place or something?
Yeah,
like
down,
that?
If we go in the path tree, we could see this former major league pitcher, Anthony Varvero.
How do you feel about pitcher Nick Goody being traded from the Yankees to the Cleveland Indians
since
for a
I
player
don't
to be named or $50,000?
Wow, that sounds like they
don't... He had an ERA of 4.66 in 27 relief.
$50,000 is nothing. That's like $0.
That's like free.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk. Do you
watch your form in the Miami Beach, man? Do you watch your form?
What?
Do you watch your form?
I'm doing a little dance. Are you awake or are you asleep?
Are you awake or are you asleep?
I think that's Kenny G.
I love
that. I think
that's
one of his new projects.
Maybe it is. It could be.
You could call him in the last 5 minutes of the show. It's 201-209-9368.
And then a good show will come on.
Morricone Island's coming up
that's
next.
That's right.
What's happening on the island tonight?
What's on the island?
What kind of Christmas?
Christmas soundtrack.
I forgot about Christmas was coming up this week.
Oh, it's Christmas. Christmas has a soundtrack.
Did not.
Yay.
Not your grandparents.
Not my grandparents?
Not your grandparents.
My grandparents are dead.
My grandparents didn't listen to music. They had to, like, play with...
My grandmother loved Fox News, though. She really loved...
Good for her. Oh, my God. I had the weirdest thought this week. I was thinking, like...
About
what would have happened if I stayed in the Midwest and married somebody normal and just like lived my life like out there?
America would be less.
I know, but I thought you know what
WFMU would barely exist.
What would happen is that I would have ended up just like Grammy Carlton, and I was like, oh, that's so weird.
Is that good?
I don't know if it's good.
She's still around? Like, can we call
her? No. She's gone.
Oh,
she's gone. They're all dead. You know that. I don't have any family. They're all dead. They're all dead.
Wow.
I like that. Me out. That was nice. You know that, though,
I'm
right?
I'm crying again.
But you know that I don't have
I'm
any
family.
You know
again.
I don't have any family.
I need more Adele.
I spend my Christmas. I'll put on Adele song again. That's not it. Wait, where are you?
I don't have it yet. I mean, it takes me a second to Google
Come on,
things.
Put it up. Put up that Adele song. That was great.
This one's going out to someone very special. Merry Christmas.
Play
I think we should go out with that. That's great. So anyway, this has been Sportsy Talk, sort of a Christmassy Sportsy Talk, sort of.
I heard that you found another Santa. He's a better Santa. He doesn't smell like a drunk panda. I heard he makes your wishes come true. After all I did was disappoint you. Hey kid, how'd you get jaded? It's not like you've been on the top of the niceness list. Hate to put a huge piece of coal in your stocking, and you might find this feedback shocking. I read your letter, ate your cookies, and think that I can do better without you. Never mind, I'll find another kid like you. There's literally a billion other kids just like you. Don't believe in me. I don't care. I'll save on.
I think we have to do the thing now.
This is WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope in Rockland County. You can get us at 91.9 FM. And we're online everywhere at WFMU.org.
Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless and happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever.
Fills me with dread.
Everybody, right? I kick the
yule log. Anybody who has a holiday, enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy your holidays, right?
And now Mrs. Claus is spending a month in Prague.
It's a yule log.
Hey kid, Santa
Merry Christmas, Jim the Poet.
That would be a good channel of just Yule log sounds.
Yule log sounds, crackling sounds. It's perfect. I love it.
The spirit of the season isn't good enough a reason to act grateful. Why am I freezing? Falling down your chimney to bring you another friggin' Xbox. Never mind, I'll find another kid like you. There's literally a billion other kids just like you. Don't believe in me, I don't care. I'll save on airfare. Rudolph didn't want to bring the...
notte di Natale. Bimbo, stringiti alla mamma e poi fatti raccontare di un bambino come te. Notte di presepe con il cielo tutto blu tra i pascoli. Di Natale con il babbo e con la mamma, ogni casa è una capanna, ogni bimbo è il re dei re. Seta, la meravigliosa cometa.